It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 28th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is Flavido, also pronounced Flavido, and spelled F-L-A-V-E-D-O. Flavido is a noun. It refers to the colored outer layer of the rind of a citrus fruit. Here's the word used in a sentence from Epicurious.com by Matthew Zuris. Cut citrus should always be refrigerated to prevent microbial overgrowth that could make you sick. One study that investigated the risk of foodborne illness from lemon and lime wedges commonly served with beverages at restaurants found that salmonella can survive on the flavido, that is the zesty part of the peel, of lemons and limes for 24 hours at room temperature. Conversely, storing the wedges on ice or in the fridge decreased bacterial growth. Based on its definition, you'd be forgiven for thinking the word flavido is a combination of the words flavor and bravado, if any category of food can be said to embody blustering, swaggering conduct, its sharp, assertive citrus. But flavido instead comes from the New Latin word flavido, meaning yellow color, the word's etymology pointing to the shiny yellow rinds of the lemons you see in the grocery store. A citrus fruit's flavido, that is, its peel or rind, clings to its albedo, albedo referring to the pith, the whitish, spongy inner part of the rind of a citrus fruit. The Latin albedo means whiteness or white color. While flavor may seem a likely relation of flavido, the two have distinct Latin sources. Flavor traces back not to flavido, but to the Latin flatus, meaning breath or the act of blowing, a word which we are obliged to inform you also gave us another indirectly food-related word, flatulent. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.